There's a lot of things in this old world that just do not make sense. Like why there's so few believers on the firing line, while so many others sit the fence. But if you want to know where the Word of God stands, and believe it wants to use your feet and hands, it's time to take your faith out of the seats and into the streets, and come along with me. If you only look, then you will see on WCN TV.
Thank you very much for joining me for this episode of WCN TV. As you can see, it's not Rob, it's not Mike, but it's Mark Sutherland from across the pond, who is in fact actually across the pond and is on your side of the pond, which makes my life a little bit easier in regard to doing this episode in regard to timing. So thank you so much for joining me. I have been on my travels over here for a month. I'm about to return back to the UK. Some people would say the sunny UK. I will be returning back to the events, etc., that are happening across the pond. And in a few minutes, I'll try and touch on those. So I have been at Burning Man. If I get a few minutes, we'll talk about that. And then I have been attending an event, which is the 1A Film Fest and in Dallas at Greenville at the wonderful, wonderful Texan Theater there with my dear, dear friend David Summerall, who will be coming on, and we will be discussing that event and the importance of that and the importance of getting the truth out. So Few comments on the UK. I know that many of you are avidly watching what has been unfolding, what is coming out there. So on the 4th of July, as you are fully aware, we had an election, and they call themselves Conservatives. They're Conservatives in name only for many of them. Basically, we would say that we have a parliament where there's two wings of the same bird. And the big word that has come up on a regular basis is centrist, people trying to hold the center ground, be not one view or be not another. But what has happened is that we now have, of course, as you are fully aware, this global elite mindset. And in many ways, they are not the sort of trendy global elites that were happening from 1997 in my country. They have escalated. I would say that they've gone up quite a few gears in regard to their power. And there is a link there immediately with Burning Man. Many people are aware of Burning Man. What you may not be aware of, that Burning Man is one of the biggest, it's the biggest cultural change event that happens in the world. So the tie up here for us between what's happening in the UK, what's happening in America, what's happening with the 1A Film Festival event that we have just held, is this whole thing of propaganda and who actually owns the narrative. And of course, those people that are running all our social media stations then think that they can behave like gods because they have a particular viewpoint of the world, and they have a certain view that you and I would disagree with. They have this power in regard to the social platforms. How those social platforms have come about, of course, is always up to discussion, CIA construct, etc. But if we then list the powers of Facebook, Google, we then list the power of Amazon, we then look at companies like Netflix, and here's a little anecdote there, is that Marcus Bernays Randolph, who was the first CEO of Netflix, is a relative great-great-great nephew of, we'd have to work out the greats, of Edward Bernays. And Edward Bernays, of course, persuaded America to start its day on an egg. It also persuaded American women in regard to picking up cigarettes and smoking. What am I talking about? But then talking about the power of advertising and pushing a narrative. So going back to the UK, and the same fight is happening across the world. Going back to the UK, after the 4th of July election, and here's a warning, my dear American friends. 40% of the UK electorate decided not to vote. So if we take that 100% pie, only 60% participated in voting in that election. You can then argue that out of that, only 34%, to some people's figures, they'd even go a lot lower than that, would be the mandate that was then actually given to the now Labour government. We have to remember who they are. The Labour Party have roots in Fabianism, the 1893 group that was created to then make sure that it enabled to create cultural change, not through violence, but by marching through the institutions, marching through the value systems and the institutions that a particular country then stands for. Does that sound familiar? We have that in regard to our civil servants, in regard to all of our institutions and structures at home. Things are changing. You have exactly the same. So the revolution has not come by people marching on the streets, holding weapons, etc. The revolution has come by actually invading the institutions, a Maoist insurrection. We have talked about it, I'm sure, on this channel, the whole thing of the Frankfurt School. This is blatant Marxism. So the Fabians, there's a link with our Labour Party. Socialism always leads to communism. What we have then seen immediately after the 4th of July, there was a dreadful, appalling incident in the UK, which just drives many of us to tears, where very sadly in Southport near Liverpool on the northwest of the UK, a young man went in to a Taylor Swift dance class at the age of 17 and stabbed to death a 9-year-old, an 8-year-old, and a 7-year-old. Other children were then injured in that dance class. Two of the dance teachers who then tried to stop this young man doing these heinous acts were then injured. There was another male businessman there or in the room who was also trying to stop him. What then ensued from there, understandably, was an emotional reaction to that. And then that's played out physical violence on the streets. The Prime Minister of the country then came to Southport to pay tribute. People could see the video and lay flowers. The members of the public, quite rightly, were shouting at him for a response. Because one of the issues, the major issue that we have over here, is the fact that illegal immigration over to Dover, and also legal immigration, is not stopping. We are seeing boats come over from Dover every single day. There was a Rwanda policy about taking the immigrants back to Rwanda. The Labour government immediately come in and tear that up. So out of that, 1,000 citizens of this country, and I am not advocating the violence or agree with it, But what I will say is the sentiments of why this is built up, and there's been other incidences, why this is built up needs to be looked at. And the reason why is because since 1997, through consistent Labour and Conservative governments, there has been a promise to tackle the issue of immigration. And very sadly, that has not been tackled. Over the last 2 years, we have seen the most immigrants coming into our country than we have for 1,000 years. Now, some people may say that's an exaggeration. Well, I ask people to go and do the research. The UK fit into Texas 2.5 times. We have a population, say, of 70 million. The US has a population of 330 million. And David and I will touch on this in the recent, the new film, and I'm just going to grab it. One of the wonderful things about doing this live or recording this is that I then have to grab material. But there is a film, What is Treason, produced by Ryan Matter and presented by J.J. Carroll. And that film then talks about the immigration issues that are on your border. And J.J., it's frightening to think, you know, when the Biden administration goes, oh, it's 11 million, and JJ is pointing out it's far, far more than that. Jonathan, thank you very much for putting that up. So these are the tie-ins where immigration is being used as a weapon. But going back to UK politics, we are now on the edge of the Labour government now wanting to push a law for Islamophobia. When you had the Deputy Prime Minister, Angela Rayner, and the footage of her meeting with Islamist people, you know, following Islam in a particular mosque and having a discussion. And the fact that then people, you know, the Labour Party are looking this whole issue of Islamophobia, which means that you could then not criticise Islam in any quarter whatsoever. There is a tie-up between left-wing politics and Islam. That is playing out. So here's the warning again to America. And in one sense, and before I bring my dear friend David Summerall on, in one sense, well, in a very, very important sense, we have to remember how all of this is playing out. We are in the biggest spiritual battle of our lifetime. And we frankly cannot be in a position where we sit this one out at all. I know that the figures of American citizens, and a lot of them come from the evangelical church, evangelical Christians, who call themselves evangelical Christians in America, do not participate in the process of voting. And it's really, really important that you do. There is an election coming up, and it's important that we all participate in that, who are citizens of America. Sorry if I'm suddenly saying we while I'm being it. And we don't sit this one out. I can tell you that the consequences of not sitting it out and not engaging in prayer, you only have to see what's happened to the UK, because 40% of people decided not to vote. Now, the other point I would make, the thing when we have in regard to social media, the pressures of that, the pressures of asking us to react straight away before we know our facts. That's why we have seen certain reaction in the UK, then stoked by left-wing groups, and that those people have not been addressed yet either as well. So the similarities of what is going on is very, very real, and that is why I'm bringing David on, because we want to talk about the festival, an extremely, extremely successful event. But it's how, in regard to what happened on January the 6th, 2021, and the propaganda of that, and how all of that has taken people like David and a number of other people, and he has certainly led the way to bring that truth out. And in film, that is a very, very powerful way in which we can actually do that. And that's one of the other reasons I have been over here. So remember this, Burning Man is the biggest cultural change event that the world has. And before the end of the show, I will touch on some of those. David, thank you so much for joining me. I hope you can hear me, sir.
I can hear you loud and clear, brother. How's it going?
It's going extremely well. Do you have a camera at all? Or are you okay just to speak?
I do have a camera. Let me see. Okay, good. Good, good. I guess I was just muted there to start. How are you this evening, brother?
No, it's lovely. It's lovely to see you. So, David, I've just had the privilege of joining you for an extremely successful event of the 1A Film Festival. I just would like us, if you could, in the first couple of minutes, just describe the festival, describe the idea that you had and how you arrived at that point, and then we can talk about the films and the information that was shown. Is that okay?
Absolutely. Let me just oversimplify things for people real quick. You know, I'm a carpenter. I build stuff. If you're going to build stuff, you need the best tools. If you're going to do the best job, America needs more tools. This is one of them. So we created a tool by having an event, by bringing all these directors and putting these 12 powerful films together that tell a complete story, because a lot of people won't go to rallies or functions or talk or do anything. So 1A Film Fest is the answer to that. It's an armory of truth. You come and get your ammunition, the words, the information, the videos, the movies, the documentaries that these people have poured their lives into, sacrificed so much for, and then been censored. So Unredacted Media is the company that we've started that's going to help fix part of that censorship issue with this film fest. And it's a very, very grassroots movement, Mark. We know what happens on social media and the internet and these things. And this is a way to, the tool works like this. You buy a link to the film fest. We're doing a post-production edition. So it's going to have all the bonus material, interviews, the award ceremony, the education, the entertainment, and the emotion. It has it all for $25. And then once you have that $25 ticket, that link, you call as many friends as you can find. You call your church, you call your local political group, you call your buddies, you call your whoever, your neighbors. You have the biggest watch party or multiple watch parties, and you share this information with them. You don't charge them $25. You've already paid for everyone in your community if you can get them to watch. That's the way. We're not trying to make money off this. Of course, we need to make a living and show we're worthy of our hire or whatever. I can promise people this. $25 is too small of a price for this. I promise you that. There's 12 movies. What is that? $2 a piece? There's awards. There's all kinds of interviews with these people, intimate stuff. It's really great. And it's educational. I don't think that I can stress enough how much this has packed in it. It's not just January 6th. I know I'm the J6 guy. This starts with the pandemic, Mickey Willis. It goes into David Clements, Let My People Go. It goes through some J6 right there in the middle. We've got Chris Burgard, The War on Truth. We've got Mike Jones, Into the Light. I mean, Mike Smith, I'm sorry. We've got myself, our films, you know, Sean Witzman, Daniel Goodwin, all the guys that have worked with us, Andrew Mullinax, of course. So it's just a powerful lineup in and of itself. Each one of these films was amazing and standalone. But there is such an amplified power when you show them together and in order. So, Mark, as you know, we learned through January 6th, I can tell you all day long and you're not going to listen until I show you with a movie. And then you're like, wow, now I get it. I didn't know how the details worked together. So now we're doing the same thing with film. Instead of trying to explain the pandemic and the vote issues and January 6th and the FBI and trafficking, J.J. Carroll, we did the world premiere with him and Ryan Matta of Trafficked, which is the war on treason. I mean, the what is treason first part of the series. World premiere is amazing. And then, of course, The Crucible of Donald Trump was the kind of film that just pops up and you don't know how somebody could make something like that. It was just backwards from what you would imagine, and yet it told the story in such a unique way. People have to see these things and share them to know what kind of position we're in, how we got there. There's a certain thread mark that goes through each of these films, and I believe people will see it very clearly at the end of their watching. And you know, when you have a watch party, man, it's going to be multiple hour video. You can break it into pieces. You can do one movie a week. You can do however you want. But the purpose for us to do this now was to do it before the election. Get the information out there. Let people do this. There is such power in film, as we know. And they might not go to a rally or have a political conversation even. But here's the way it works. If you send somebody a $25 link, there's a chance they're going to watch it. There's a chance. And look, if they're on the fence, send them one. If you think they may be on the fence, send them one. If they're not on the fence, send them one. You know, here's the thing. Send it to the people that know, because they're going to be like you and want to share it more and more and more, because they'll see it as well. But that's how we reach people, man. And that's giving. That's paying forward. That's blessing people and offering grace to say, here's a chance to get an education, and I'm not going to bother you about it. I'm just going to hand you this information. It's like giving them a Bible tract or something, you know, and saying, here, read this at your leisure. Call me if you want more information. We're good. Have a great day. And I hope this blesses you. I hope you, you know, wake up, because Mark, you know, as well as I do, it's life and death. It's good versus evil. And this is an opportunity to save thousands and thousands of people. It's information. It's an information war. This is just one of the tools that we can use in the armory of our own defense to fight with truth and justice, bring our country back to God, get back together, and set an example. We kind of set the bar with this, Mark. And, you know, production-wise, amazing. And I'm not bragging. I'm just saying the theater did most of the work for me. It's a beautiful place. The people that were there were fantastic. It was the best group I can imagine. The people that were supposed to be there were there. And I can just say, as a VIP event, it was amazing. I was blown away. The food was delicious. The ambiance, the optics, the sound, you know, oh my gosh, the theater's amazing in itself. But the material is so much more important. And look, you can wrap it in a nice package and hopefully people will watch it. That's the only reason. And we're trying this in a new and different way. I don't think anybody's ever done what we just did. And I'm super excited to share it with the world. And I wish it was absolutely free. But this was very expensive to do. I'll just tell you that. And we hope to recover a part of our expenses. But you usually don't with events. And we know that. But we're all in. Time, talent, treasure. And I'm just saying, we're making sure this is paid for. Whether people buy it or not, it will leak out. It will be used. People will understand the power of it, whether we recover our costs or not. That's not the point. It's recovering our country. So I want people to just feel that way and know that $25, it may hurt a little bit. You may be super tight like everybody else, and that might cost you a Friday night dinner. But what's it worth? What are you willing to do? You know, are you willing to take that? Are you willing to feel a little bit of pain? We're not asking you to sell your house. We're asking you to pay a $25. And like I said, brother, I know that can hurt. $25 is hard sometimes. But this is worth it. This is worth it because you can share one person or two people and change the way they see things, make a difference in their life, show that we're not about division and violence and all the crap that people say. It's very obvious in this 12 film collection of who we are and what we stand for. And I want that to be obvious to the world, brother.
Thank you, David. And I want to add to this that it was a real privilege for me to attend and to share the stage with you and to be able to introduce my own work, even though made a number of years ago, just seems sadly even more relevant. But the other thing as well, David, is to actually meet people that have been imprisoned from the J6. They'd actually been imprisoned, arrested by the FBI, and had to serve sentences, and the privilege to meet them and to hear their stories, because for many of us, you know, we've been, you know, as well as I do, until last year, I couldn't come into the country for three years because of the whole COVID Novid thing. That is how that personally affected me. And having dear friends, not being able to see you and others for a long period of time was actually very painful. But that separation, when people think, oh, that's on the screen, this isn't real, these events, did they really happen, did they not? But when you then have the privilege to meet the people involved, that changes your life. It's a very, very humble experience. And all I ask is on your behalf as well, that people engage with this and that they reach out and buy the resource. David, would you agree that one of the highlights was showing David Clements, Professor David Clements' film, and meeting him? I just wondered if you could talk about him and expand on that.
I love spending time with Professor Clements. He is one of my heroes, brother. He is a fighter. He is brilliant. He is persistent. He's patriotic. He loves God so much. And he loves his family. Yeah, he's got a beautiful family. We had a great time spending time with him, just hanging out, watching the kids play, and you know, just a beautiful, beautiful couple and family. But yeah, one of the highlights, brother, his film is powerful. The way that it breaks things down so simply, but so perfectly. I think that his vision for that film was amazing, amazing. And you can't see it enough. You know what I'm saying? There's always some little thing you're going to pick up that you didn't get last time, that, you know, there's every attention to detail in his film in every way. And it's just a beautiful film. I can't brag on all the films. And we were very careful, Mark, to pick the films we picked. You know, they tell a specific story. They stay in a specific order. They do a specific thing. And there's reasons for that. You can't just grab some movies and say, you know, let's have a film fest and get the final product that we got. You know, and the testimonies or the reviews, I guess, that were, you know, receiving from people that were there and people that watched online, they've been so humbling. So, you know, just amazing to know that God did that. And listen, not like I said, I'm a carpenter. I build stuff. I guess I get lucky sometimes on the movies that we build or the events that we host or whatever, but it's just doing all things as unto God. You want to put everything into it and knock out all the details, the cross the T's and dot the I's, you know, and make sure that people are, you know, spoiled and have the experience, the exclusivity, and just really to, you know, give them part of you. It's all about service. And I think with this rally, with this event, that's what we're trying to teach, man. We made it so affordable so that people can support the groups that they're watching about, so that they can buy the books, or so that they can support a J6, or so they can give David Clements some help, or Chris Burgard, or JJ and Ryan, whatever, or everyone. You know, it's just, that's the level of involvement. And I believe in paying it forward. And I think we have to teach that again. And part of it's stewardship. And look, like I said, this was not cheap by any means. It's expensive to do, and I want people to see that and feel it and know that we went to the trouble to make this as good as we could in every single way, so we have every opportunity to help somebody. That's hard, man.
It is hard, and it's not easy. And I know I'm focusing on Professor David Clements, but I want to focus on him for a reason. And Jonathan, I just wondered if you could find the picture of Professor Clements sitting with David on the stage. The key thing is to this, David, is explaining the fact that Professor Clements stood up for truth and has paid a very, very heavy cost for that, like many others have. What astounds me, and sorry, this may sound very critical comment of American citizens, and I do apologize on the one hand, but the fact that when I say to other friends of mine, even in the last 48 hours who are over here, have you heard of Professor David Clements? Have you heard of this film? And then it's no. And have you heard of what he did, the cost of what he was doing? No. David, could you describe and I know this may sound hard, and it's not about putting him on the spot, but describe what he has personally lost, what he went through, and then the motivation in regard to making the film that he did.
I'll try to do that justice, Mark. Maybe we should have him on here for that. Man, he lost everything. You know, he stood up. He wouldn't wear the mask. He wouldn't take the jab. He wouldn't do the stuff. He lost his career as a professor, you know, as a teacher, as a, you know, educator, the attorney, you know. Of course, he's blacklisted in every circle that he ever put his foot in now. He can't work in what he's degreed. And yet it hasn't changed anything about his faith or his walk with God. In fact, it's probably gotten better. Mm-hmm. He lost his home in a fire several months ago. His I guess second home, their vacation, their cabin that they've had all their life, all their family history, all their childhood toys, everything was in that place and burned, gone. I mean, he suffered great loss. And that's part of the thing that I want people to realize when I say, it's not about the sacrifice of our production crew. It's not about the sacrifice of me or Mark or the people serving the dinners or any of that. It's the sacrifice of the people who are in these movies and who made these movies, because it's all personal. You know, when they say your life, liberty, and all that, these people have committed to that in such an obvious way. Palpable, you know, you can see, feel, taste their level of commitment. And honestly, the theme behind that is also kingdom business. It's just, yeah, God. Every one of these people was a believer, and their faith is obvious, especially in the times that we're in. But people need to understand that that's also the reason that they are censored. So when you look at this as that Ephesians 6:12, you know, flesh and blood, all, we're not fighting flesh, but principalities, powers in the government, that's exactly what we're looking at. And part of that is the media complex, the machine, as we call it. And that's the censorship. So all these movies that we've chosen have hit a brick wall of censorship. So we know we did with every one of our films, and the stories are all the same with these guys. They jump out to a great start, and all of a sudden it stops. And, you know, the algorithms and the keywords and the websites. And so this is a way, Mark, for us to bring these films. Listen, a friend of mine was on a podcast maybe 2 weeks ago, and these two guys that were interviewing him didn't know anything about J6. You know, they'd never really heard about what happened January 6, 2021. I mean, they knew something happened, but they didn't know what. And he told them about Ashley Babbitt and Roseanne Boyland. And they said, what? We didn't know two. We thought some police died, but we didn't know two girls died. Remember, we said a long time ago, this is how they're going to try to change history and substitute those policemen for the four protesters. Mm-hmm. And then they saw the video of Ashley being shot. And they saw the video of Roseanne being beaten, both by the police. And they both said, that's straight up murder. That's murder. They murdered those girls. And these are guys that are not politically vested. They are just watching a historic video of shooting and beating and calling it like they see it. And they're saying it's straight up murder. So what's going to happen when the American people finally get David Clement's movies, my movies, Chris Burgard's movies, J.J. Carroll's movie about trafficking, or, you know, all. We have to share that information with their friends. So with a $25 ticket, you make a couple of phone calls. You say, come to my house. We're not doing this thing on social media. We're not doing this thing where everybody can see what we're doing. You people come to my house. I'm going to show you some stuff. It's going to blow your socks off. I've got Kleenex. You bring popcorn. We're going to do this thing. And then break it into 6 hours or 12. Do a whole day. Do a weekend. Whatever you want to do. Host some watch parties and get some information out there. Save some people.
And here's the link. And here's the other link with the UK. I'm not sitting here going, look at me. But I had done 30 interviews with, for argument's sake, with the Reform Party candidates, where citizens were standing up on their own to say we've had enough of what's going on in our country. But I think the other thing is here is also the link, David, because back in the UK, as I pointed out at the beginning, that 40% of the British electorate did not engage in the election. And some of those reasons are because people was just frustrated because it's two wings of the same bird in that constant conversation. But I am.
Well, you can be frustrated to death, or you can be bored to death, or you can be entertained to death. So you can, you know, choose how you want to die. I'm going to die on my feet, swinging this sword of truth. I think the producer here just said, like, the Lord of Rings marathon of truth. This is the JC, the 1A Film Fest. I'm serious. That's a great comment. To me, this is one of the ways that we make a difference. It's not whining and complaining. It's not talking about it. It's not being a keyboard warrior and tweeting until your fingers are sore. None of that stuff. This is real. This is in the street. This is what activism looks like. This is grassroots. This is the new way to do things. And I suggest everyone give it a whirl. I know we don't have anything to lose except our lives and our country and our children and our future. So what can it hurt, folks?
And I fully agree, because one of the things that concerns me over here, as was concerning me on with the election that's just happened, and now is apathy, David. And maybe it's easier for me for outside the country to say it, but I think it's Ezekiel 33 where he talks about the watchman on the walls. Mm-hmm. And we're not saying that we're any great shakes at all, but You've got that trumpet on the barricades, and we have a responsible to shout and to shout and to inform. And if people are not warned, then the blood is on our hands. If people decide not to do anything about it, then the blood is on their hands. And that may sound very simplistic to some, but it's laid out in scripture. And I can say from an outsider and someone who cares passionately about this country is I'm concerned about the apathy.
Now, let me tell you.
Of course, that is being worn down by the media. And this is why you have done the four bits of work that you have done. You are front and center, talked at many, many rallies, talked the amount of podcasts that you have done since January the 6th. I think it's impossible to actually count. You have been shouting, you have been screaming. And yes, it comes with a cost. David, could you talk about the fact that you have seen the footage, the reason how you've been able to see that footage as an investigator?
Sure. And I think that's the part that people, you know, turn me off. And honestly, Mark, here's the thing. I got my license to be an investigator and have access to the database in 2021, you know, a couple months after it happened. You know, the lawyers saw that I was doing all this discovery and accumulating evidence and trying to help J6ers, and they said, man, we want to hire you to be our video. You know everything already. You've already got all the people, the deaths, the witnesses, the stuff. So that's great. I got my license. I can see it. But then we get back in that rut of I sign a non-disclosure agreement where I can't publish anything. It's all only for court. So then it puts you in a bad spot. People are like, well, you should just take one for the team and show us everything. You know, you should just show it. You should just do it. You should do Julian Assange or whatever. I'm like, come on, man. Yeah, you know, 3 years in jail for what? That's not going to make a difference. Because even if I dropped everything, you people wouldn't do anything with it. I know you're lazy. So you're going to let me go to jail like you let everybody else? That's not going to happen. So let's just knock that one off the list. But I've had access to this stuff. And I know that as I try to explain to people what happened, the volume goes down and down and down and down until they can't hear. It's just a dull murr, you know, just. So we have to show them because they're visual animals. So we put these movies together and we take all that information that we had in our brain that we've been screaming about for years saying, please, these tears are real. Help, help. And they're like, hey, you know, this other guy over here, he's funny. And then they're entertained away or distracted by the shiny object or whatever it is. And we suffer. And I'm not complaining. Hey, that's what we're here. We're signed up for. If we didn't want to suffer, we could quit. Trust me, we could bend the knee and be like all the other people out there and just be submissive, and we can walk away. But I want people to get from Ezekiel 33 to Ezekiel 34, where all those shepherds that were supposed to help their sheep get their asses handed to them for eating all the food and for taking all the stuff and for not taking care of their herds and their flocks. I'm on to Ezekiel 34, brother. I'm so tired of what's been happening. And look, it's power and control. Whether it's money, whether it's the political angles, or whether it's the media, or whether it's the influence. You know, oh, I broke this story, or I did this thing, or follow me, or look at me. How about if you just shared truth because it was truth, and it didn't care if they had 39 followers. They said it right. They're the expert. They know what's going on. I need to talk to the 39 follower guy because he's the one that put this stuff out here. He's done his due diligence. He's shown himself to be well proven. Well, I'm that 39 follower guy that nobody's listened to while the place is burning all around us, Mark.
Absolutely. And this is where the disconnect, David, comes from. And it'd be interesting to see what you think. The disconnect comes as though people are sitting back going, can you just entertain me?
Yeah, exactly.
Can you entertain me? And I'll give you a point, and I say this respectfully and humbly, because one of the privileges I had was to meet Mickey, Ashley Babbitt's mother, mm-hmm. who was actually in that photograph mm-hmm. on the right-hand side standing next door to David. Mm-hmm. This isn't a fanzine moment at all. This is about respect, trying to understand. And, you know, I think there isn't enough empathy unless you've been through that. Sure. Trying to understand, trying to put yourself in that dear lady's shoes of what happened in regard to losing her daughter. Mm-hmm. And of course, at the other events that have gone on and where J6 has suffered. It's very difficult to imagine and try and put yourself in those shoes. But this is the reality. This is not about entertainment.
Listen,
this is about you trying to inform. Sorry.
Where we go one, we go all. I think Trump said a word on January 6th that captures that best. Bullshit. Sorry about the language, folks. You're letting these people suffer to death in jail.
Yeah.
Where we go one, we go all, my butt.
Yep.
That sounds great. Oh, we're fighting, fight. Keyboard warriors with sore fingers. I care less about that. Oh, Big Johnny posted and got blocked on Facebook. Wow. Oh, look at me. I'm really fighting. I reposted certain famous people like over and over, and I'm really spreading information out there. Come on, man. Thanks. But really? Are you that scared to do something real? I mean, is that how the programming works? Look at what Hillary did to us years ago, the deplorables. Let's start that. Look at Barack saying we're going to fundamentally change and nobody listened. Now we got Kamala saying we're going to provide 30 million new houses. Mm-hmm. And they're putting illegals in our homes and they're building camps. You think those 30 million houses for us are the camps that she's talking about? Hey, listen, man, when they say things, sometimes they tell the truth and we don't listen. Oh, there's no way she's going to make 30 million houses. If they're made out of plastic and they're tied together in the desert, yeah, you can make a whole bunch of those things, you know? So I think it's, you know, partial just ignorance that's going to be the downfall of us, because we all know in the founding it was the 3% supported by the 6%. Well, now we're dealing with the 91% ignorant people that can't drive fast in the fast lane. They can't use turn signals. They're just not with it. You know, and it's very sad to see the programming and the dumbing down of America has been the only successful war that our government has ever fought. And it's true. Look at our school systems. Look at our ratings on the world scale. So it's a destructive force from within, just like Abraham Lincoln said. It's just like 1999 when China declared war without limits. China. Now, you remember the truce, the treaty that they signed after that, when China said, look, okay, we're calling off the dogs. We're done. Let's call a truce. Let's have a treaty. And what date did they sign that, Mark? From 1999, they declared war on us. What date was that treaty?
I don't think there is any treaty, no. And I don't think it's been signed.
You know there's not one. You know there's not. everybody should know that we're at war with China and have been since 1999. And some of this stuff with what's happening here with fentanyl and the border and all these things might make more sense when you understand that the politicians are bought and paid for and owned. And they're always saying stuff about China, 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 because it's who they work for. I mean, and then they blame Russia, Russia, Russia. I mean, look, I put out a post the other day, said, who's going to win the next election, China or Russia?
I mean, what was the answer, David? Well,
I don't know the answer. I'm still waiting for the poll to finish. I'm going to check back. But that's my kind of question. Do people realize the level of propaganda that we're in right now? Mike Smith's movie, Into the Light, it illuminates that for people. It's in here. It's in here. Look, if you want to watch J.J. Carroll, I talked to Ryan Matta today, and he said, David, we're on a big Twitter space. And they were asking me where to buy my film, and they sell their film for $9.99 or whatever. I think there's two versions or something. You can buy a bigger version with stuff in it. But he said, David, to tell you the truth, I told him the best place to buy our movie is 1afilmfest.com because you get all those other movies with it. You get a full education. And man, that's such a compliment to know that they have such an amazing film. And look, I know they need to recover their costs too. So we want everybody to come to 1afilmfest.com, watch all the stuff, but support all the people. For $25, when you get the response, let's call it, when you get the feel that we want you to get from this, please let it hit you in the chest area around your heart so that you can be properly motivated to take the appropriate action and have the correct emotional response. And that's what I said on Tucker, man. People need to be properly outraged. Kleenex. I got a comment in one of the emails that said that we should have had a sponsorship by Kleenex. It's a very emotional thing, guys. And graphic warning, we show the deaths. We show the murder. We show the brutality. We show the violence. We show it all. It's real. It needs to be seen. It's history. They've kept it from you. And you've never had the tears that you've needed to shed about a certain event, so that God can see that, because the media hid it from you and you don't know what happened. And when people like Lara Logan put out work that gets that emotional response, God sees that. In my opinion, you know, it says he saves our tears and our pain is not wasted. So and look, Mark, Red Sea moment, brother. I'm still praying for this. I know it sounds crazy or whatever, but nobody thought we could do what we did this weekend. And not that we did it, God did it. This is what I'm saying. This is our chance, folks. Don't do nothing. Like Jeff McKellip, J6er, says, Tim repeats him, Tim Rivers all the time. That's a famous thing now. Don't do nothing. At least get the $25 link. At least. At least try to show somebody. At least support one J6er. At least support one director, one film. At least share that information with somebody so they can do it, and encourage that giving, that paying forward, that stewardship, that it's a servant's heart, Mark. And, you know, our entire staff and crew, everyone that worked with us to get it done, and the people that showed up there to volunteer and work and serve food to the guests and serve drinks and just to be hospitable, man, what an experience. And that's what family is all about. That's exactly what we were trying to strive for in the planning. It's exactly what happened. I just hope it comes across in the captured video. When we do this edition, this after edition, I want people to be able to capture all that, you know, and really have as close to the same experience as we did, because it was extremely powerful. And all glory to God, because there's no way, you know, when he positions you for something, it takes a long time and you kind of have to pay attention. But for some reason, I knew all these film guys except two of them, and they came to us. God brings them. When you say yes and commit to do something, he'll give you the rest of the tools. He'll bring the people. He'll do what he needs. But you have to have the faith that he's going to do that and take the action, take the step and say, you know, God, I don't have $25 for this thing, but I'm going to get it anyway and know that you're going to take care of me. And I know that $25, you're going to bless that and multiply it, because this is kingdom work and you're trying to expand that. It's just back to the basics, brother. Back to God, back together is where we need to go.
Amen. And the other thing is, David, of course, and we'll say this time and time again, that by putting these films out, the information is then out there. Unfortunately, as people are saying, entertain me.
Yeah.
We are not entertaining them. We are informing them.
That's right.
And that asks people to engage and to think about this. And I don't say that rudely. You have just talked about the fact that these guys on the podcast had not heard about events that have gone on. And I can honestly say to you, to even get this subject, as I have tried, on the mainstream media in the UK is so far is an impossibility. But I believe, sadly, that on the one hand, it's good that it's going to change, because we are having our own J6 moment right now. And I'm not going to go into that. But this is then rolling out, and we need to take encouragement from what you have done and what you have done for over the years. Now, I can say this, and I won't go into certain details, because the last thing I want to do is cause any embarrassment. But, you know, David, others, everyone involved in this, all the J6 prisoners, they need your prayers. When I had the privilege to see footage filmed by a neighbor where you can see the FBI doing the raid just off camera, this is awful. David, could you give us an update? Do you know the exact figures of how many people are incarcerated at the moment?
No, I tell you, it changes all the time, Mark. There's probably about 300 people in prison somewhere in the, you know, they're all spread out over the country. I know that over 1,500 people have been charged. I know that there's probably been over 900 people take a plea now because they can't take the weight of the federal government saying they're going to put them in prison for 15 or 20 years for a misdemeanor. And so that's how the government has strong armed and bullied people into submission. And I just want people to know that these films are a great way to learn the truth about all the situations. And if you don't understand something, it's a great way to do this without, you know, leaving the comfort of your own home. And if you do want to be entertained, there are entertaining parts. So there is the humor parts. There is the award ceremony. We had some good times. We really did. And it's not all that, but it is some very heavy films in each one of them. But I think that the message that these directors, like I said, we're very picky about who we put in here. The message behind those is still faith, is still perseverance, is still action or calls to action, you know, actual things that you can do to make a difference. And that makes a difference too. It's not just doom and gloom, and it's not just fairy tale. It's not, you know, none of that. So evidentiary things are different, and documentaries, they're definitely not entertaining, but it is movie day, and people see it as that, and they're willing to sit down and put some time in and say, hey, we can talk about this afterwards if you want to. We don't have to. You know, you might just want to let this set in for a little while, because it's heart-wrenching, man. When you see trafficked and you see what's going on with our government, with our children, with how many there are and what they're going through exactly, it'll change you. You can't unsee that stuff. And, of course, to have the historical background and education, like you said, those guys had no idea that people died or were murdered by the police, homicided. It's like saying JFK's assassination. Who? Who's JFK? Never heard of him. Can you imagine not knowing a piece of very important American history? Our own Tiananmen Square, where our government attacked its own people for political power and really put on display that they're a terrorist organization. So I think that is invaluable going into this next phase. Look, this election, yeah, it's really important. Yeah, it's the last one if we don't get it right. Yeah, but the machines, the stuff, the fraud, the deals, I know that we've got to fight that much harder. But here's what I know on top of that. We have to be strong and we have to be together. And if we're all splintered chasing different things, that's not going to happen either way. You can't be strong by yourself for what we're going into. And if you're not together, you're going to get picked off. That's all there is to it. We have to find a way to unite as Americans, and that's left and right, and identify the true enemy, unfortunately, to say it like that, is our government. And if we were the red and black ants in the jar, man, the government's the one shaking the jar. We know this. And it's been happening to other communities for decades. This is my plea. Please see through that. Please don't be hateful. Please don't hate people because they got tricked. Hey, some people deserve it. I get it. And I have my list too. I get that. But look at it like you got pants, you know, somebody did you wrong. How would you react to somebody that's, you know, talking to you? Do you want them to be nice and say, hey, that's happened to me before, and I'm not going to rub it in, man. I'm here to help. Or are you going to say, ha ha, you got pants, ha ha, you get it, you deserved it. You know, you're never going to win that person. And like I said, grace, man, it's a rare commodity these days because of the programming, because of the quick-witted humor, the cutbacks, and the, you know, that's the way we've been raised. And it's time to get over that and get real again, and not try to be the most popular kid on the block by having the funniest jokes and the quickest tongue. That's not good. That's all programming, man. It's Hollywood. It's the three M's, Mark: music, movies, and media.
Yep,
trying to tell us how to look, trying to tell us how to feel, how our life's supposed to be, and give us our standards. And, you know, we're not doing that. And as a matter of fact, we raised the bar and set the standard with this event. It's gonna change things, Mark.
Well, we won't name them, but when people accuse us of saying we're not reaching across the aisle, we do. And a dear friend of ours even attended there, which is fantastic. And who would then say he's on the other side of the aisle? And
oh, yeah.
And in the last sort of few minutes, the film Into the Light by Mike Smith, and of course Mike had produced Out of the Shadows, in which our dear friend Kevin Shipp is in. And Mike and his dear wife, there are churches that are asking for that to be shown. And I will say this, this goes out, churches, pastors, church leaders, members of those churches, please use this resource. David's working so hard to get this out, so you'll be able to download those films and have those films. But use this resource, just get it out there. I'm not going to name names, but even when I've either talked to pastors or even emailed them, and people are then sadly not interested. And if churches are then running prison ministries, there's prisoners, there you go. I'm not being rude. I don't want to start a fight over this particular issue. But the fact is that people, in my opinion, won't address this. David, I want to give you the last, we're just coming into the last few minutes, 3 minutes. Is there anything else that you would kindly like to say and about the event and where we're at?
Yeah, I just want people to hang on for a bumpy ride, guys. I mean, this is it. I'm not a doom and gloom guy. I'm really not. I try to stay upbeat. But if we don't fix this thing, it's going to get really, really rocky. I don't know about the election fraud issues and all that, how we can overcome what they've set up, other than just to stick together and say no. But I hadn't seen a lot of backbone with a lot of Americans to even do their own research loudly and proudly and say, hey, I found this myself. I know it's true. Shut up. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to, you know, and that's sad. That's tragic for me to know that the American spirit has been broken like that, you know, and we're followers instead of leaders now. And I'm glad it doesn't apply to everyone. But I just want people to know that there's power in that first step, that, you know, God will direct your path if you allow him to, and he will lead you to the people that need the help and they're willing to get it, you know. And a lot of times we waste, you know, opportunities on people that we'll never have a chance with. I'm sorry. And maybe it's worth a shot, sure. But let's be smart about our evangelism, and let's try to use these tools wisely and spread them out to where people can see. And look, let me just say this. The left watches what we do. We watch what the left does. I watch their stuff all the time to see what they're thinking. They watch our stuff, folks. So let's get this stuff out there. Let's push it around. Let's hope and pray that God honors it, sees it, blesses it, uses it, and that it makes a big difference in our world directly. And this is not a, you know, conjecture, hyperbole. I'm not trying to, it's not a dream. This is what we need. And it's not a Martin Luther King, oh, have a dream thing. No, this is what we need to survive.
David, thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you for giving me the privilege of your company.
Thank you.
On the show today. And thank you for so wonderfully rounding that up. Thank you for everyone for joining us. Thank you for your kind comments, particularly you, JR. I really appreciate that. And yes, the Lord of the Rings Truth Fest is what David Summerall has created. So praise God for that. Jonathan, we're at the end, so I'm just going to hand back to you, my dear producer, and thank you very much indeed.